Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, folks? It's your boy Long Beach Joe, and I am back at it, back at it, back at it again. I'm back at it again, man. And boy, do we have a lot to discuss, right? We were supposed to get Odell Beckham in the building. He was supposed to meet with the Jets on Monday. Ends up signing with the Ravens. We're also going to be discussing Joe Douglas publicly coming out and, you know, saying basically Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. He said it live at an event, WFAN, in front of a crowd. We're going to be talking about that. Interesting. Okay, very interesting. We're also going to be talking about the New York Jets offensive line. A lot of questions up front. We're going to take live callers again, 515-602-9639. Again, 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. Salutes, okay? I'm fired up tonight. I'm telling you, I'm hyped. But before we kind of get a little too crazy, let me slow down. Let me slow down, okay? I'm the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me shamelessly promote my Facebook page. Everyone, go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. Message me. I'll message you right back. I love going back and forth with you folks about this football team. Also, leave me some feedback. I love hearing what you folks think I do here on The Long Beach Joe Show as well. Listen, the boy's on iTunes, okay? In case you don't know, your boy is on iTunes. Go on over to iTunes, okay? Type in The Long Beach Joe Show, all right? Subscribe to the podcast on there, all right? Once you subscribe, guess what else you can do? Leave me some feedback, all right? Leave me some feedback. Give me a 5-star rating. Let me know what you folks think about what I'm doing here on the show. And salutes to all my overseas listeners as well, okay? I appreciate y'all. You know, I go back and forth with some of you on social media, but it's always interesting to see how many people from overseas listen to me. Salutes to you. All right. And I want to thank y'all for checking me out and letting me know what's going on and how much you like the show and leaving feedback as well. Also, you know, I'm on Twitter as well, at The Long Beach Joe, at The Long Beach Joe on Twitter. Okay. At The Long Beach Joe on Twitter. Go ahead and follow. I'll follow you right back. We'll go back and forth on there as well. Talk to me about this football team. And for those of you that do not know as well, the show is live streamed. Okay, we live stream the show on YouTube. I also put other content up on YouTube. Come on over to YouTube. Type in Long Beach Joe Jets, Long Beach Joe Jets on YouTube. All right, subscribe, notification bell, so when I post content, you folks will be in the know. All right, give the videos a thumbs up as well. I always appreciate that. Okay? You know, a lot of people be like, Joe, I didn't know, you know, the show was live streamed. Checked it out one night, and, man, you look good. You know, you're a good-looking guy, handsome guy. I get a lot of, you know, a lot of love from the ladies. I'm not going to lie. I'm not arrogant. I'm not cocky. I'm just being honest here, you know, and I appreciate it. You know, thank you so much. I'm just a normal, regular guy here, all right? But come on over, Long Beach Joe Jets, Long Beach Joe Jets on YouTube. Subscribe, hit that notification bell so when we go live and I post content, you folks will be able to check it out. Now we're going to go ahead and get into it. Salutes to all the savages in the chat as well. You want to know why I call my chat the savages? Because they're savage. And they get after everybody. They don't care. They'll get after you too. You listening, they'll come after you. You got a take they don't like, they're going to let you know. I'm not even safe. You know, they let me have it from time to time. I'm keeping it real. Salutes, Captain. I see you in there. Venom, Jay Johnson, salutes. You know, Val, salutes. I see all of y'all. I see all of y'all. All right. We're going to get to the topics here. Callers, hold on. Lines is hot. Again, 515-602-9639. Give me 1 second. Odell Beckham Jr. has signed with the Ravens, ladies and gentlemen. Odell announced on his Instagram he's signing with Baltimore. The Ravens gave him a 1-year deal worth up to $18 million. $15 million of it was guaranteed, all right? Now, when I heard this, right? Because it came fast. It came at us fast. We all know that, okay? It was like, boom. You know, we were waiting for him, you know, to meet with the Jets Monday, then boom. Just posted, and it was like, whoa, what is going on here, right? And I was shocked that they gave him that. Again, he was supposed to meet with the Jets on Monday. We're going to see what was going on. According to reports, the meeting on Monday with the Jets was supposed to include a physical, as well as him speaking with the staff, the offensive staff, the coaching staff, about what was expected from him in an offense that would be, you know, headed by Aaron Rodgers, with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. They were going to talk about, you know, his role, his rights, and his responsibilities within the offense. And they're also going to talk to him about, you know, hey, we got a deep wide receiver room as well, his role within the wide receiver room, which I think was great, right? You let the guy know where he stands, what he can expect when he comes here, and you check him out physically, make sure he's good to go. Again, knee surgery, we know he's had that, you know, those knee injury, and we know he took about a year off of football. And, well, before that, before he could come in, the Ravens, you know, saw that he was coming into the Jets facility and decided to up their offer to what they just gave him. Now, he did call the Jets the night before signing with the Ravens officially, and he let the Jets know, hey, this is what the offer is on the table. You know, are you guys willing to meet it? And, of course, I'm pretty sure Joe Douglas said, player, you must be tripping. You must be tripping. That's way too much, right? So the Jets let him walk, and, you know, he went on and he signed with the Ravens. Now, when you look at the situation, again, the Ravens signed him with no physical. You know, again, he's taken a year off of football. Again, Odell Beckham is a great wide receiver. I'm sure he'll be fine. I expect him, you know, to do pretty well with the Ravens. But when I look at the situation, there was a lot of Jets fans that were in shambles about this. I'm being completely honest here. I went back and forth with a lot of people that were upset that we did not sign Odell Beckham. Everyone knows I'm a huge fan of Odell Beckham here. I wanted him on the Jets, been talking about it since he was a Brown, and he was getting ready to leave there. I've been wanting him here. Okay, I've been very public about it. You can go through all of my content. I talked about him last week, all right? But here's the deal. With Odell Beckham gone and off the table, I'm okay. The Jets are okay. We're okay. We still have Allen Lazard, Mecole Hardman, Garrett Wilson, the offensive rookie of the year. We have a very solid wide receiver core, right? As much as I like Odell Beckham, as much as I wanted him here, as much as I was excited about the possibility of him putting on that green and white jersey and playing in MetLife, as I screamed J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 he was a luxury. He wasn't a need. All right? He was a luxury. We didn't need him. It would have been great to have him, but we didn't need him. Right? So when you look at the situation here, we have a solid, solid wide receiver core, and there's other options for the New York Jets as well to grab a wide receiver. There's still free agents out there. There's also a possible trade, other trades that the New York Jets could explore. DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins. Oh, excuse me, guys. Excuse me. I don't know what got into me. I had a little cough there. Okay. There's other guys that could be out there on the market. Also, again, there's a draft coming up. There's wide receivers in this upcoming draft that we can end up grabbing. So I'm not upset about it. I know that there are Jets fans that are upset about it. I am not. Okay. And we're going to take calls again, 515-602-9639. Before we get to those calls, quickly I'm going to discuss Joe Douglas told a crowd full of people, okay, at a WFAN event that Aaron Rodgers will be here, that he will be a Jet. Wow. I'm talking wow. Like, just straight up, when asked, said, you know, Boomer Esiason, of course, you know, stepped up and asked him, hey, Aaron Rodgers, what's going on? Is he going to be here? And, yeah, Joe Douglas said, yeah, he's going to be here. Whoa.
Here we go.
I mean, is there anything else to be said, right? Anything else to be said here? All right. Interesting. I'm just waiting for this deal to get fully done and out the way. Now, I would think, right, if Joe Douglas, and we know Joe D, there's nothing that leaks, okay? Nothing leaks from the Jets facility ever anymore, all right? Nothing leaks. If Joe Douglas has come out and publicly said this, okay, in front of a crowd, you got to think that this deal is wrapped up already, or at least, like, the closest as close it could possibly be to being wrapped up. All right, you got to think that compensation has done all these things, and then the rumors start to swirl that, in fact, and again, these are rumors that are swirling surrounding this the situation between the Packers and the Jets. There's rumors swirling that the deal is actually done, and they are just waiting until draft night to announce the deal because they want to keep competitive advantage. So my guess would be that whatever the Packers are grabbing as far as compensation, whatever they're getting, they want a certain player with whatever compensation that they're going to grab, and they don't want other teams to know this is what we're getting and this is where we'll be so the guy doesn't get grabbed. That is my guess. That has not been reported. That is my guess. But, again, the rumors are swirling that the deal's done. They're just waiting until draft night to announce the deal publicly because of competitive advantage. So we'll see if that actually comes true. There's been a lot of things rolling and swirling. Again, the New York Jets are supposed to give up a 2023, 2024 second round. The 2024 could possibly turn into a first rounder due to escalators. There's a lot of talk about the New York Jets also getting something back as far as compensation in case Aaron Rodgers retires after 1 year. Okay? So we're going to get to these lines again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Again, when you call in, please make sure your phone's good to go, okay? Please don't call me on some Sesame phone headset, Sesame Street headset, excuse me. Please have a good phone. Please make sure I can hear you. Also, no cursing on my content as well. No cursing on my show. I don't allow it. All right? Family-friendly show. I know I got new callers that's calling in. I welcome everyone. But we're going to be having discussions tonight. We're also going to be talking about this Jets offensive line. Need some help, okay? Center, big questions, you know? Mekhi Becton, Jets going to pick up that fifth-year option. They got until May to do that. We're going to be having these discussions. Let me get to these lines, 515-602-9639, 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. First caller I'm going to, 973-973. I'm coming directly to you. All right. 973, hey, salutes to you, my friend. I want to thank you for calling in tonight. What are your thoughts about Odell Beckham Jr., signing with the Baltimore Ravens? Are you upset about this?
Well, I'm saying yes, no. I mean, the Ravens have been trying to come after him for about a year and whatnot. So.
I need you to hold on a second, my friend. I need you to fix your I don't know if you're on a headset or what you're on. Fix your audio, please. Okay, I need to be able to hear you. Come a little bit closer to the phone.
Okay, well, like I'm saying, I'm not surprised by that Beckham went, because they were thinking of getting him about a year ago, and, you know, they finally got the offer for him, and that's how it worked. So am I upset about it? Yeah, a little bit, but I'm not surprised that Beckham went with the Ravens. Now he's going to try and make them a super duo and try and hopefully win a championship. Which, you never know. I mean, I think the Ravens are a little bit away from winning a Super Bowl, but it does make Beckham with them, I think, a stronger team.
Yeah, of course. You know, and again, when you look at the situation with Beckham as well going to the Ravens, you got to think he probably knows something about what's happening with Lamar Jackson. There was a lot of – I think they posted, like, some FaceTime pictures or something like that where him and Lamar Jackson were talking. So you got to figure that he's got a heads up that probably Lamar Jackson's going to be playing for the Ravens this year, and maybe their contract situations or whatever is going to get done, because I would guess that he would not sign up to be there unless Lamar Jackson was the guy that was going to be, you know, behind center throwing
right.
the football. So my final question for you, give me your thoughts about this Aaron Rodgers. Joe Douglas came out publicly and said that Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. He's going to be here. He's going to be in New York. How are you feeling about this situation? What are your thoughts about what's been dragging it out?
Less and less confidence as every day goes passing by. I mean, don't you think if that was possible, it would have done so by now? Instead, they've been dragging this for the month for about a month now. I mean, there's got to be some kind of holdup here. And I think as more as time goes by, I think it's less and less likely that Aaron Rodgers is coming to the Jets. You know, time is wasting.
You believe at some point that this deal could fall apart?
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, if it was to come true, it would have happened already. I mean, we made the mistake a few weeks ago thinking that it was already coming. We already assumed back last month or late February that he was coming to the Jets, and the rumors had all that he was coming. But ever since then, it's been anything but. I mean, talk about being procrastinators.
Mm-hmm. So then my final question before I let you go, when you look at this situation, let's say the draft is coming and you're the Jets general manager. To get the deal done, would you up the compensation that you would give to the Packers? Would you move up and say, hey, look, we'll give you the 13th pick if you just give us Aaron Rodgers and shut this all down? Is that something you'd be willing to do if you were the Jets general manager?
Sure. Why not?
Wow. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't give it up, but I hear you. Listen, I want to thank you for calling in tonight. We got to slide off. I got other callers. He said, hey, look, I want to get this deal done. He's thinking that things might fall apart here. I don't know. When you look at the situation, I think the New York Jets have a lot of leverage. The Packers have to get rid of them. You look at the situation here, again, Aaron Rodgers does not want to play for the Packers. You know, he's already talked about the transparency. He's already talked about he wants to be a Jet. He's had issues. He's ready to move forward. You can't trade him anywhere else because anywhere else he does not want to go, right? There's rumors swirling about San Francisco. We all know he don't want to play there, right? He's already come out publicly and said before that he doesn't want to play for San Fran. I don't know. I know that there's a lot of Jets fans that are looking at and talking about that as well, that, hey, if you this deal isn't done by the draft, Joe D, just bump up the compensation and do whatever it takes to get Aaron Rodgers. Wow. Again, I talk about this with you all the time. I go back and forth with a lot of people that think just like the last caller, and I respect it. Everybody has their own take. I'm going to keep getting to these lines. Again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. I'm taking all callers. Jay Johnson says, isn't the cap hit pre-June a factor? Yeah, that, you know, you go to that, I believe it's after June 1st. You know, they could eat a certain amount of that contract, but it would depend on how much the New York Jets would be willing to eat from that contract. That's part of the trade package as well, figuring out how much the Jets are going to eat of that contract that he's got coming up. But the Packers can wait all the way until almost the start of the season to trade him. I think it's like in September, you know, before the opening game for them. So there's a lot of time for the Packers to wait, but can they wait that much? Because another thing that factors into this situation too, if they're moving forward with Jordan Love, you need compensation today. You need draft capital to get more young players in there today to start your rebuild and continue to move forward with Jordan Love. Otherwise, you're pretty much going to almost throw away another season with him. So I don't get it. So we're going back to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Next, I'm going to my guy, Venom G's. Venom G's, I'm coming directly to you. Venom G's salutes. For those of you that do not know, listen, that boy, Venom G's, oh, he is a savage. Venom salutes. I want to thank you for calling in tonight. Listen, Venom. Odell Beckham Jr., okay, has signed with the Baltimore Ravens. Supposed to meet with the Jets on Monday. Didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Ravens stole him, signed him before he could even get here. What are your thoughts on this situation, man? Are you upset that the Jets missed out on Odell Beckham?
No, I'm not upset at all, man. I think he, for the money that he wanted, he came out this offseason saying that he wanted 15. He got 18 right now. The Jets wasn't going to pay that. Joe D wasn't going to pay that crazy amount of money. And Ravens need as much wide receivers as they could get, you know, with a big name to lure Lamar back to play for them. So I think they did a good job on their end. For us, we got enough talent in the room already, so I don't think we need it like that.
Mm. Okay, so you're not upset that the Jets didn't up their offer. Now, here's the deal. Right?
No, there's been a lot of discussion.
Go ahead.
There's somebody else out there that I like, man. He pays for the upper bird team, man. He pays for the upper bird team.
Oh,
I think you were coughing them out.
These coughing spells, it's a medical condition, okay? Everyone, please don't make fun of my medical condition, all right? I have a situation.
Yeah.
But there's a guy that plays for a team in Arizona, okay?
Uh-huh.
Happened to be called the Cardinals. And,
you
know, there's talks about them trying to move on from him and possibly trading him. And I want to get your thoughts on this, Venom. Would you like to see the New York Jets kind of turn and maybe guide themselves in the direction of trying to make a move for DeAndre Hopkins. What are your thoughts about that, man?
Of course. Heck yeah. Man, I understand everybody liking, you know, Odell, but DeAndre, he's a beast. He's a dog. He get hurt a little bit, but dude's a beast when he's out there. You know, he only played, I think it was 6 games this year. He went over 1,000 yards. So I think, dog, he's a beast, man. So if there's something you got to give up, a 5th or 6th round or maybe a 4th, give it up for him, man.
Okay. Oh, so again, the compensation, I think, is what is, you know, kind of keeping him with the Cardinals right now. They're trying to find things, you know, a way to move him. Now, of course, the Cardinals, according to reports, were asking for a 2nd-round pick. Okay, that puts a lot of teams away. Now, again, keep in mind, DeAndre Hopkins is set to make, I think, $19.45 million. Right? That's $19 million, almost $20 million. Yeah. See, I'm about to bring a realistic perspective here. We all, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is phenomenal. But y'all was complaining about Odell Beckham, right, making 18. That's what the Ravens gave him. DeAndre Hopkins making 19, almost 20. What's up? Like, would you be willing to give up that 2nd-round pick and give DeAndre Hopkins $19 million? I mean, what are you doing? Would you want to give less compensation? What is the most that you would be willing to give up for DeAndre Hopkins, knowing that he makes $19, almost $20 million?
God, if it's a 1-year deal, man, I would do it. If it's a 1-year deal, I would do it, bro. I would do it.
You would give up a 2nd-round pick?
Who you going to cover?
Venom.
We just acquired two. We got two.
Venom.
We got two.
Listen to me.
Yo,
don't
we got
run, Venom. I said don't run.
We got two, Joe.
Are you giving up
two.
A 2nd-round pick, Venom?
I'm giving it up, man. I'm giving it up for D-Hop, man. I'm giving it up for D-Hop, man.
Venom is giving up a 2nd-round pick and paying $19 million for Venom. Go ahead. I'm letting you go ahead, Venom.
There's nothing out there better than D-Hop at number two right now. You know, so I'd rather be, if this is 1 year, you know, I'll do it for 1 year, bro. I'll do it. Yo.
Wow.
I don't care, man. Unless it cuts into paying my man Q. I'll reconsider. If it takes away from paying Q, hell no, I wouldn't do it.
Okay. I tell you, it's gonna cut into something. That's $19 million. If the Jets weren't willing to give Odell $18 million and he would have came in, you know, for free. A 2nd-round pick and $19 million for D-Hopper, as much as I like
him.
He's phenomenal. You gotta think about that. Now, when you look at the situation
and with Aaron Rodgers.
Go ahead.
Aaron Rodgers on that offense would look crazy, but also the money will look crazy too.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
And we would think JVD is crazy. So those crazies going around, we'd be like,
I mean, unless he was willing to take a reduced salary. I don't know, man. I think it would be tough, and I can't see the New York Jets giving up a 2nd-round pick for him. Again, he's phenomenal, but man, that contract is crazy. Now we're talking about contracts. Speaking about contracts, you talked a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. Man, this situation is dragging on and on and on. But we just recently had Joe Douglas come out in front of a crowd during a WFAN event and literally say, "Hey," when asked about Aaron Rodgers, he said, "Hey, he's going to be here." You know, basically telling Kraft he's going to be a Jet, right? threw all the rumors out the door, right? Everybody saying, "Oh, this is happening. Oh, this is happening. This and this." Are you shocked about Joe D publicly coming out and saying this? And what are your thoughts about this whole situation with Aaron Rodgers? Why do you think that this is dragging on and hasn't publicly been announced yet?
Man, I don't think that was Joe D. I think that was Rex Ryan in a Joe D uniform or something. That's some Rex Ryan talk right there, man. That's some Rex Ryan talk, man.
Okay.
But I think, you know, he got caught up in the moment. Eddie, you would never see Joe mm-hmm. do something like this. So he must have got caught up in the moment. And know that mm-hmm. they're close to closing this deal. So I think as we get closer to the draft, you know, we'll see something happen. So he's confident in what he has to do, and he know what he has to do. So he's confident in it. So he's just sticking his chest out there, you know, and letting his nuts hang a little bit. Excuse my friend, mm-hmm. Joe. So he just letting it be known. We got him.
Yeah.
We got him. We're going to get this done.
Yeah.
Because then where do you go from here? Where do you go from here? Yeah. How are you going to let Aaron go back? The Packers, he's not playing for them. So what do we do? He has to execute this. So, you know, mm-hmm. he's going to make it happen. Joe's going to make it happen. It just got to make sense.
Yeah, it does. I would think, again, with Joe Douglas publicly coming out and announcing this, I'm guessing mm-hmm. that the deal's done. And, again, there's rumors swirling. I've seen them, you know, all over social media that the deal is, in fact, done. And the thing that is keeping this, holding this thing up, is that, you know, they're waiting for the draft to announce it because of competitive advantage. And that
yeah.
leads me to think that it's, you know, on the Packers side that they want to wait everything up because whatever players they want to grab, they don't want a team to know, you know, either way if they're actually going to be at that position. Again, that's just my thinking. Again, but the rumors swirling are about competitive advantage. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think that's what it is, where they don't want to show their hand before, throw their cards out before their hands are shown. So they just holding on, saying, all right, let's wait till the draft time, and then we'll reveal it at that point in time.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you know, so
that's what we're
I don't
hearing.
Think,
so,
I don't, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I just think they just don't want to expose anything too quickly. So I think the night of the draft, we'll know. It'll get done then.
Yeah. So now when you look at the situation, right, the Jets offensive line I think is something that definitely needs to be addressed. We still have a hold here. There's still a lot of issues. When you look at this line, what do you believe is the weakest part of it when you look at it as a whole? What is the weakest position on this offensive line?
I think that right tackle, man, the right tackle position is weak in the center right there. Man, Joe, we paid a whole bunch of money to this dude from the 49ers, man, and I saw him get worked. I saw him get beat like a drum, man. He got turned like a turnstile, man. So
yeah, like
it's that.
Yeah, like
yeah, it's that. It's the right tackle, man. Yo, that is the weakest position to me, I think. I know everybody's talking about center as well. We need to upgrade on that
mm-hmm.
position. But I don't know, you know, why we still got Lincoln Thomas in right at that right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you even got to move on. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, when you look at it, Lakin's playing at the left guard position. Lakin is definitely a question mark.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that he would have been a candidate to probably be released. But I think to release him, you're going to eat like $9+ million. I don't think Joe Douglas is going to do that. But you can get out of his contract, I believe, after next season. It softens up a bit, so we'd be able to move on from him if he continues to go down the drain as he has been, right? There's big
mm-hmm.
questions as well at center. When you look at, you brought that up as well, you look at our center position, we literally don't have one. Connor McGovern has walked out into the mist, and now we're looking. Ben Jones, I believe, is still out there. Anybody can correct me if I'm wrong. Free agency is constantly moving and shaking, but I believe Ben Jones, the former Tennessee Titans center, is still out there.
Yeah.
Again, he has a connection to our current offensive line coach, Keith Carter, who's the old Tennessee Titans offensive line coach as well. So he's a guy that I think that we could be probably sniffing around. I don't know why he hasn't been signed yet, but we'll see.
Yep.
I think as the time goes on, he gets cheaper and cheaper. But there's big questions as well when you look at the New York Jets tackle position. You brought it up, the right tackle. I'm thinking to this point that Mekhi Becton might actually be our starting right tackle, because if you listen to Robert Sulla and even people on the coaching staff, they're in love with Dwayne Brown. It seems like Dwayne Brown is going to be back next season. Am I wrong? They're calling him a rock star. They're talking about how much they like him. If he's still here and he's making a decent amount of money, could you see Dwayne Brown being a New York Jets starting left tackle this upcoming season and Mekhi Becton continuing to play at right tackle?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that?
Yes, I think that's exactly what they're going to have him do, just like they did in the start of the preseasons. They had him at right tackle all the time, so they're going to have him keep learning that position, bring him back as the right tackle. If Brown goes down, then you move him to left at that point. So I think they're going to keep just having him work at his right tackle skills. And then if Dwayne does get hurt, then you just move him over, have AVT move over as well too. So just going to have to adjust at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward. Now, before I let you go, Venom, you're bringing the heat. We talked about Mekhi Becton. Mekhi Becton's fifth-year option is coming up. You know, it's April 11th right now. Again, the draft is coming around the corner, right? That's going to be at the end of April. Well, the Jets have until May 2nd to pick up that option, okay? That option would cost the Jets about $13.5 million for 2024. If you were Joe
Douglas, this year.
It would for 2024, $13.5 million for 2024 to pick up that fifth-year option. I'm going to put you in the hot seat right now, Venom. All right, don't run. If you're Joe Douglas, are you signing Mekhi Becton's fifth-year option? Yes or no?
No, I can't. I can't. I only saw.
You said no?
One good year. No, I can't.
Okay.
In good faith, I can't.
Why, bro? Why?
Because I only saw 1 year of him being a pro. It was decent the first year. Mm-hmm. You know, other than that, you didn't see him for 2 years. Now we on his fourth year. Yeah, nah, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. You can't do it. If he gets hurt this year, what you going to keep pushing this down the road to see how he's going to be the next one? You can't do it, man. You can't do it. You contract negotiate after this year, but you can't do it.
Listen,
you know?
Mekhi
Becton,
I get it. I
have faith in him. I mess with Mekhi. I think he's going to be great this year. I think that. I don't know. I think he's going to be great this year. But you gotta show it to me. You gotta show it to me.
I get it, and I hear you. I look at the situation. Mekhi Becton looks like he's in phenomenal shape. He's working his butt off to get back.
Yep.
I understand. I can see it both ways. Me personally, I would do it. I'm putting it out here right now.
Man.
I would do it, okay? The man's on my screen. He's on my screen, 13.5.
Yeah,
he's the guy that we brought in. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give him another year to continue to prove himself. 2 years, yes, but there was an injury, right? The injury continued to the second year, fractured the kneecap. But guess what? He's in phenomenal shape now. I know, just looking at that 1 year, that this guy could be an absolute stud, franchise-changing left tackle when he's healthy.
Joe,
he gave us a
Joe.
Year where he looked really good. I know. Go ahead, I'll give you
what we talking about, man. What we talking about? You talking about Zion Williams, man. What we talking about, Joe? You gonna see him go? You wanna see him go? You see some highlight dunks the first year that you talking about. He ain't even playing. Come on, Joe. We got Zion Williams here, man. What we talking about, man? You can't give him the fifth year already, man.
Come on. Come on, Zion.
Oh, man,
listen.
Joe, you saw some pancake blocks, and you saw some dunks, and you got happy. You said, ooh, yeah, this is it. You know, I understand, Joe.
Listen, Highway 77, he already told y'all, right? Y'all saw the tape.
Highway
I
77 ain't
existed
in 2 years, Joe. I don't even ride down Highway 77. It don't even live.
He said the highway
been
closed. Oh, my.
Yeah.
He said the highway been closed.
You
wow.
know, it's that highway okay. that's always under construction, man. It's been closed every weekend and weekdays. Man, that's crazy,
okay.
man.
I'll tell you what. I'm flying down the fast lane on that highway. I'm taking Mekhi Becton. I want to see Joe Douglas give him that fifth-year option. Now, before I let you go, Venom, quickly, okay, because you're bringing the heat.
Mm-hmm.
New York Jets, we're looking like we're going to have the 13th pick to this point. Okay, we're looking like that's what it's going to be unless some things get switched up in this trade. We've all, you know, all the rumors are shaking that the Jets are not going to give up their 13th pick in the draft. As it looks right now, could you see the New York Jets taking an offensive lineman with their 13th pick? And if so, who would it be in your mind?
Of course, you have to. You have to solidify that offensive line. We haven't made too many moves this year, so we have to make a pick for our offensive line. I don't care who it is, as long as it helps somebody, you know, if it's a center or if it's a right tackle, we're going to need it.
Okay.
You know, just if Makai has to flip back to the left tackle, we need a right tackle or center.
Okay. All right. Listen, I hear you. I'm putting in my bid right now. I want to see Paris Johnson. Okay, there's a lot of talk about Broderick Jones as well.
Man.
I think him. All right, but I want to see Paris Johnson. I'm just saying. All right, listen,
yeah.
Vim. I gotta slide off. We got callers. I want to thank you for calling in. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you. All right.
Yes, everybody, please check out the reaction show as well, man. Joe do a phenomenal job on reactions. Man. Have a great one, guys. Yeah.
Salute.
Time to react.
It's time to react.
Time to react. Yeah.
You have a good one, man.
Yo, Joe, have a good one, bro.
All right. Listen, Venom called in with some fire, man. You know, for those of y'all that don't know, he was talking about, I have a reaction channel, Long Beach Joe Reacts. So watch all kinds of different content. We have a lot of fun over there too. You know, go check out the videos on there again. YouTube, Long Beach Joe Reacts. I have a blast. A lot of fools wilding out here, and we have to cover it. All right. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. This is a crazy show already. All right. Salutes to all of the savages in the chat. Okay. Jay Johnson, Val Outlaw, Jack Kenna going off. Jack Kenneth says Green Bay hand is they want a first-round pick. Well, good luck with that, you know. There's been a lot of talk about Green Bay wanting a first-round pick, but they've backed off of that as well as of recent. You know, their GM, even their president, you know, has come out and talked about how, hey, we don't necessarily need a first-round pick. You know, they ain't getting it. They ain't getting it. According to reports, 2023 second-rounder, 2024 second-rounder, it could turn into a first-rounder. But the 13th pick, as we've discussed, is out of question. Now, there are some rumors swirling about a possible swap of first rounders, which, depending on the other compensation that you would give up, I wouldn't have a problem with that. If the Jets were to swap first rounders, swap 13 for, I believe, 15 is where the Packers are sitting currently. Yep. And maybe we give up a fifth rounder or something like that. I would do that. I would do that in a heartbeat. I think that's even better, you know. But we'll get back to these lines again. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Salutes to Jimmy in the chat. I see you. Long Island, Strong Island. I know a lot of people out there. Next, we're going to go to Ted. Ted, I'm coming directly to you. Ted, salutes. I want to thank you for calling in tonight. For those of you that do not know Ted, he's a savage. Ted is a savage, man. Salutes to you,
Good
Ted. Him. I want to thank you for calling in. Listen, man, Odell Beckham, he's a Raven. Are you one of the Jets fans that is upset that the Jets weren't able to match the offer that the Ravens gave Odell Beckham? What are your thoughts?
Hey, Joe, good evening. First of all, is my headset okay? My first question.
Yeah.
My headset's okay? Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's good. I can hear you. Salute.
I'm not upset at all, Joe. I wouldn't be upset without getting Hopkins either. I don't think we need it. I really don't think we need it. But I will say, if we do keep the 13th pick, I would be very interested in the kid from Ohio State, the wide receiver, Jackson Smith.
Oh,
Jibang?
Yeah.
I don't know how you say it. Because he's everything Denzel Mims is not. Right now.
Wow.
He's explosive.
Okay.
He's got hands. You know, talk about stretching the field. And he might have played 1 year with, what's his name? Our wide receiver from Ohio State. I can't think of his name right now.
Garrett Wilson.
He might have played. Yeah, Garrett. Sorry, Joe. He might have played 1 year with Garrett. So, and then we can use one of our seconds because, you know, Joe Douglas found Max Mitchell in the third. Not like, I don't understand the. I know we need linemen, but no one says we have to lock in on 13. for a lineman.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be plenty of linemen.
Really?
We found Max. We found Max Mitchell. There's a couple of linemen. A guy from Georgia who's, you know, maybe top 20. There's another one from Tennessee, could be in the 20s. So we could all be slide out of 13 and
mm-hmm.
slide down and maybe get a couple more picks. And but your original question was about Odell. I'm not upset about not getting Odell, Joe. He might have just
used it for leverage
anyway. Yep.
Yeah, no, listen, I hear you. That situation
yep.
with Odell to me as well is, hey, it is what it is. Like, I love Odell Beckham. Everybody knows that. I was the guy championing for him to be a New York Jet. I wanted to see him here in a green and white jersey. Wanted to see him at MetLife. I wanted to be able to cheer him on, you know, catching and running for touchdowns for my football team. But, hey, at the end of the day, it's
yeah.
not happening. I didn't want to see Joe Douglas pay that much. I would have not have personally paid that much as well if I was the Jets general manager for Odell
yep.
Beckham. There's other needs on this football team. And, again, Odell Beckham was more of a luxury and not a need. Now, one of the things you
Sorry.
Brought up was the talk about the New York Jets possibly taking a wide receiver in the first. And I get it. Jackson Smith, as you talked about, he did play with Garrett Wilson and I believe Chris Olave as well. I think he was like the third receiver behind them.
Can you imagine that wide receiver group?
21.
Isn't that crazy or what?
They're phenomenal.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. That, you know, but that's the oh, you know, they get talent out there.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You know,
oh,
so
yeah.
I respect them.
Oh, yeah.
I respect them. They're still SC over here, but yeah. I respect them. But at the end of the day, right? I like the idea of this kid. Like you said, he's extremely explosive. He has everything that it would take. But my problem with that, right, is if you look at the New York Jets offensive line, it's so porous at this point. I don't think that at this point. I don't know if I want to move forward without figuring out or without having our tackle position resolved, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's happening going forward with Dwayne Brown, but I know he's not going to be here for that long. I know that.
Right.
He's an old guy. Again, even if, let's say he gives us another year. That's just a year. You talked about it. There's other guys in his draft as well I'd like to target. We got to figure out what's going on with Mekhi Becton. I love Mekhi Becton, all right? Everybody knows
mm-hmm.
that. He's on my screen. I'm his biggest fan, but he ain't been healthy in 2 years. Yes, I want to see that option sign, that fifth-year option sign, but he ain't been healthy in 2 years. I'm thinking we have to have something on this football team. We have to have some type of young foundation to keep Aaron Rodgers and whoever is going to be, you know, after him, hopefully he plays 2 years, hopefully keep them upright as well if we go back to Zach Wilson. I watched with injured or issues along the offensive line. You know, I watched what that did to our offense this past season. I don't want to see it again. Now, you talked about Darnell Wright again. He's phenomenal,
mm-hmm.
the guy from Tennessee. I could see him. Broderick
mm-hmm.
Jones was the other guy that you brought up as well from Georgia. I think he's good. But I've been talking about Paris Johnson, another guy from Ohio State. I like him a lot. And I'm looking at it like if the Jets are there at 13 and he's there, you grab him. Because this is a guy that can absolutely be a starter at left tackle, you know, and then you can, you know,
yes,
keep Mekhi Becton at right tackle. Give me your thoughts about that, man.
Joe, I don't know if he'll get out of the top 10 is my issue. I think we're going to have to go to number two, you know, number two.
Cause go ahead, yeah.
The Titans lost Taylor Lewan. You know, he's been,
yep.
he was there forever, and they might be number 8 or 9. So I think they may snatch that offensive lineman. But, Joe, maybe it's more of a reason than to get a veteran, a plug-and-play guy. If you're going to get Rodgers, maybe we don't go for the 13, you know, a blue-chip lineman. We need somebody who can fit. I mean, not to say he can't play right away, but maybe we do need a bit of a veteran like Ben Jones, too. Maybe he can come in.
Yeah.
And we can get that going because Rodgers, you know, it's a short-term plan, and maybe next year or the year after we go for a first-round lineman, you know, that kind of deal.
Yeah.
Or we take one of our seconds and we can move back in the first, which I think might be more likely, is we take one of our number twos and maybe a four and maybe get into the late first round and try to pick our favorite out of what's remaining, that was picked in the top 20.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Listen, that could be a move as well that the New York Jets are making. It's interesting that you brought up Jones, the Tennessee Titans former center. I've been talking about the guy, again, to this point, I believe he's still out there, you know, still out there in the wilderness. And I'm wondering what's happening what's going forward with him, because he would be a great guy, like you said, that we can bring in. He could start from his day one at center, maybe the next, you know, 3 years, two, 3 years, something like that, a deal that Joe Douglas could give him. He's a very good center, a very good center, a guy that made the Pro Bowl as well, and he has a relationship with our offensive line coach. And, again, we have a gigantic hole at center there as well. But something that you brought up that I think is interesting, too, is possible trade-down scenarios for the Jets. And you talked about it, and I was gonna ask you about this. You talked about trading down, still being able to grab guys, right?
Yep.
What is the furthest that you could see the New York Jets trading down from 13? Like, if you were Joe Douglas, what is the most comfortable that you would be willing to go down? What's the lowest?
Well, I guess it depends on what his rating is for what he wants, which may be a lineman, maybe one of those, the Georgia lineman or the Tennessee lineman. Maybe he goes down to 20-ish. That's my thought. Or he – maybe he's – going to take the second, like a Jalen High, the kid from Tennessee, a Jalen wide receiver, Jalen Hyatt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he's around number 20, that's another kid that's explosive and can catches a lot of balls. So maybe we slide down to 20, take him. And, you know, Joe is very good at maneuvering in the draft. So
yeah,
I have faith that he can move up and down the draft board, depending on where his players are rated. Another thing, too, Joe, the reason maybe why we didn't sign Jones yet is it may give up our theory and our draft, because we were rumored to maybe draft a center in the first or second round. But if we sign Jones now, then people, you know, that changes our draft philosophy a little. So maybe they're going to keep that really quiet until after the draft, and we'll see what happens then.
Yeah, I mean that could be a plan. I just would like to see him, you know, sign on that dotted line before somebody else comes and grabs him. Because, again, we've missed out on some guys. You know, Calais Campbell, Fletcher Cox, more recently OBJ, right, guys that we thought, okay, yeah. I mean, I remember Calais Campbell when it was announced that he was coming to the New York Jets. Everybody, including myself, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, it's a done deal. He's locked in.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna grab him, and then he ends up with the Falcons, you know, before he even got here. So – I understand that, you know, but I would hope that, you know, that we would be able to grab this guy and handle business there. Now, as we continue to talk about the offensive line, right, Mekhi Becton's a guy that I know a lot of people have a lot of question marks about. People think he's the biggest question mark along our offensive line. What are your thoughts about him, and what are your thoughts about the possibility of the New York Jets picking up his fifth-year option? They have until May 2nd to do it. Do you think that they'll do that?
I would 100% pick up his fifth-year option. And the reason is, as I stated in the last call, is a player with that talent, I know he's been hurt, but a player with that kind of ability is rare. And if you if he balls out this year, which I think he might, the goodwill maybe is there that you stick, you stuck with him, and you can build on that, maybe sign him to something longer term. The guy's a mauler when he's healthy. I hate to say when he's healthy, because that's such a huge variable.
Yeah,
but when he is healthy, Joe, he's been dominant. He's been dominant, and he can only get better. He still hasn't played that much as a pro. But when he was out there, I mean, I remember the Joey Bosa or whatever, the Bosa brothers, and they were just kind of, you know, flailing around. And you know, Mekhi getting out to the second level, you know, run blocking, you just don't see that a lot. I'd be willing. I have trouble with social media, so I try to look at the videos, and for some reason I can't find them on Twitter. I don't know. They're somewhere, but I can't find them. But if he's training... If he's training and he's lighter and he's taking it more seriously, then I'd be willing to do it, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. So let me do this, because, you know, we give all perspectives here. I give all perspectives here on my show. I'm not, you know, just kind of a one-sided guy. I want to play devil's advocate here, right? And I'm going to give you the perspective of people that looked at Mekhi Becton. And I hear you want to sign his fifth-year option. That's all well and dandy. The guy has not been healthy in 2 years, right? Big knee injuries. He's already a big guy, right? Comes out, jacked his knee up against the Panthers, 2 years ago, then comes out this year, looks, I mean, he's wildly out of shape, like everybody else is saying. He's out of shape. There was questions about his shape. There was questions about other things as well. You know, we heard little skirmishes from, you know, the coaching staff themselves, right? And then we turn around, and he fractures his kneecap and goes down again. Well, why are we giving this guy a fifth-year option, giving him $13.5 million that will be fully guaranteed in 2024 with all those question marks surrounding him? Why are we doing that? Why don't we just move on? Why don't we just move on and draft another tackle or look elsewhere? Because this guy has not shown us yet that he'd be healthy. Why? Why, Ted?
Because I gave you all the reasons, and you can't find, you know, you're going to draft another one. He may not be, he may bust. You never know. I mean, I'm willing to take a bit of a risk on that kind of player with that kind of talent. I mean, like OBJ, he proved himself off a couple of knee injuries to have talent, and, you know, the Ravens took a risk on him. I mean, he's a proven player. I'm not comparing the two, but I'm just saying a guy with that kind of talent is rare at that position.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to take the chance. And I'm not Joe Douglas, obviously, but as a fan, I'd be the first person to say, you know, no, I don't want to sign him. It's not worth the risk. This kind of guy is worth the risk. You know, Zach Wilson, I don't think he'd be worth the risk to keep around much longer unless he really shows some solid improvement. I would be willing to cut bait faster on him than Mekhi, quite honestly.
Yeah. You know what, Ted? That was a phenomenal answer. Mm-hmm. I like it. Give him a hand.
Thank you, Joe.
Give him a hand.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. I like that. Whoa, not too much.
Yeah,
okay.
Too much applause.
Yeah.
Don't want to throw my head.
Yeah, and I don't want to pay them that much, okay?
Exactly.
You know, they be asking for more money the more they clap. All right, you got to slow it down, all right? Slow it down. I like Ted, too, but come on, all right? Good take, all right?
Exactly.
Listen, we're going to continue to discuss here, right? Because you were talking about this, you know, we're discussing this offensive line and Mekhi Becton and what's going on there in the situation. There's another guy as well coming back, ATV. You know, we all know that he had a season-ending injury last year. What are your thoughts about him coming back, and do you expect him to be more dominant coming back off of that injury?
At least as dominant as he was. And the guy can handle almost every position on the line. I mean, he's a phenomenal talent, that guy. I think, was it a ruptured bicep tendon, or was it a bicep injury?
Yeah.
I expect him to be just as dominant as he was. I have no problem with that guy. That guy, phenomenal talent. I'm not concerned with an injury history unless it happens again. But I can't see it happening, Joe. Joe, by the way, Mekhi's injury was a bit of a fluke. He got hit from his own teammate, right, on the side of his leg?
Yeah.
The second injury?
Yeah, he had
I think it was Van Roten.
Van Roten.
Yeah, of course.
Was
thrown
into him.
Yeah, he's gone. He's goner. He's a long gone. That guy, Joe. In a way, I can't blame him for that injury. You know what I mean? It's not like he got hit from the side there and crushed our hopes. Oh gosh. So that was bad luck. But he did appear to be not in the best football shape. So this is his time to prove himself. This is the time for himself.
Yeah. It is. And again,
hey, Joe,
one more thing about the draft.
Are you talking about the draft real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think this trade may happen around pick 40 when the Packers realize that we're not budging on anything and they're going to have to make a move if they want something. Yeah, if they want any chance of a second rounder, they need to, you know, take the napkin and wipe their sweat, and because the first round is long gone probably. And if they want to make something happen around pick 40, they better make a move. So I think they're willing to wait until way into the draft and say, hey, man, you know, is it time? And the longer they wait, the more embarrassing it's going to be for them. Joe, in the Packers training camp, you think every question that they're going to ask about Aaron Rodgers will be about Aaron Rodgers, not about Jordan Love and the 2023 Packers? It'll be a S show. You know what I mean? every press conference would be asking about Aaron Rodgers. They need to get that off their plate ASAP. Yep.
Yeah. And that's a great take. And I've been talking about this. The longer that it plays out, I believe the New York Jets continue to gain leverage. They continue to gain leverage because the longer that it plays out, the less count. If you want to play this until after the draft, man, it's going to be a nightmare for you because not only did you not get him out of here, now it's more of a circus and more of a sideshow. Now you don't get compensation for 2023. You need to get this done immediately, and I mean now. And even talking about that, because you brought it up as well, and I was going to talk about the Aaron Rodgers situation. You know, we heard Joe Douglas say that he's going to be a Jet. But even talking about that trade, there's a lot of discussion about Corey Davis possibly being packaged in that trade to be given to Green Bay. What are your thoughts on that, that rumor surrounding Corey Davis? I mean, he's still here as well to this point. You know, I mean, we just signed Alan Lazard. I would think that, you know, Alan Lazard really pretty much does exactly what Corey Davis does. Corey Davis has been injured quite a bit. Even closing the season, there was talks that he was basically saying goodbye to everybody, like he knew that he was a guy that was going to be gone. He hasn't been kept yet. Do you believe the rumors that he is part of the package to be sent to Green Bay to get Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, hands of stone, Corey Davis. They can have Corey's, you know, hands, mediocre hands, and false starts. Who the heck, the offensive wide receiver false starting? Give me a break. Come on. So, Corey... They can have Corey. Joe, I agree with the previous caller, or maybe you made the statement about not giving up what the trade package is until the draft day, because that way you don't know what they're going to do in the draft. So this deal may be done. This deal may be done, and it won't be announced until maybe in the first round. And then if it's not announced, then you know they're going to negotiate up until the 40th, maybe the 43rd pick. When they're on the clock. Who the heck knows? The Packers are only going to look more pathetic as we go. So it's going to be fascinating, Joe. At least we have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Can't wait, Joe. I can't wait for your draft, your shows with your draft people on, whoever they are. So interested in
they're
that,
coming,
the philosophies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, they're coming. We got some analysts coming on this year, and we'll be talking. We'll be discussing with them. They're coming up soon. We're going to have a lot of fun on those shows. Now, before I let you go, Ted, listen, April 17th coming up, Quinnen Williams, we know that offseason, the Jets offseason program is going to start. Quinnen Williams has already said he's not showing up to anything voluntary before he's extended. He wants to get a deal done. He wants to be here. He wants to be a Jet. As of right now, it's April 11th, are you concerned that this will not be done before the start of the Jets offseason program?
Am I concerned? I would be concerned after the 17th. I think they should do the right thing and get it done. I do. I think they will. I think they will. He's done everything right. Done everything right and beyond.
Yeah.
As we discussed. Okay. So.
Okay.
Thanks for the time, Joe.
Yes, sir. Couple days away. Listen, Ted, I want to thank you for calling in. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right?
All right, Joe. Have a good evening.
All right. Have a good one. Listen, we're going to keep getting to these lines. I got some draft guys coming on. We'll be discussing a lot of things, having a lot of fun. All right, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Salutes to all of the savages in the chat going off. Next, I'm going to go to my guy, Steve. Steve, I'm coming directly to you. Well, Steve wants to talk about football. Again, for those of you that do not know, that boy Steve, he is a savage. Fucking savage. Steve, salutes. I want to thank you for calling in tonight, man. Lot to discuss about this football team. Give me your thoughts about Odell Beckham, man. He signed with the Ravens. How are you feeling about this signing? And are you upset that the New York Jets missed out on him?
Hey, Joe. Well, first of all, thank you again for having me on your show, man. It's always great talking to you about this team. So here was my thing about the Jets on missing out on Odell. You know, I would have liked to have him on the team, but I'm going to be honest, Joe. He was going to offer way too much money. He asked for too much. And here was the thing. Yes, he did call the Jets organization the day before when – he did make the final deal on Sunday, even though he was supposed to schedule the next day. There is another good thing about this. Joe Douglas will not over budget for a player like that at a position that we really fully need it. And the thing is, Joe, I really, really like the receiving core that we have right now. So to be honest with you, I'm okay that we saved the $18 million and now we could use the money elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I like Lazard. I like Nicole Hartman. You know, again, we've moved on from Elijah Moore, who requested a trade. I know that there were some Jets fans that were screaming, oh, man, now we didn't get OBJ, and we traded Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore didn't want to be here. Like that, it is what it is, and Joe Douglas took the compensation that he could, and which was solid, got a second-round, you know, pick back, and continued to move forward with that. And, again, you know, there's also a guy here as well, Garrett Wilson, of course, we know, Offensive Rookie of the Year, but Denzel Mims is a guy that we could see really flash in this offense. We'll see what happens going forward with him. He was also a guy that requested a trade too. But if he's a guy that can get locked in with Nathaniel Hackett, boy, oh boy, can the potential be unlocked. I believe if there's anybody that's going to be able to figure out how to properly utilize Denzel Mims, it's going to be Nathaniel Hackett. It truly is. Give me your thoughts about that, Steve. How are you feeling about that? This situation here that the New York Jets have set up with the brand new, where our new offensive coordinator and, you know, what's surrounding him as well. Do you think that this is set up for Denzel Mims to flourish?
Yeah, no, I think Nathaniel Hackett could definitely get, you know, Denzel Mims into this offense, because obviously we know that with Mike LaFleur the last couple of years, Mike LaFleur did not really use Denzel Mims a lot. And the thing is that, you know, now that we have a new offensive coordinator, we have someone who is an experienced offensive coordinator in Nathaniel Hackett. The thing is, Joe, I'm going to say this right now, though, Joe. I think this is a good opportunity for Mims. But you know what? As time does go down the road, we're going to see what happens. Now, I guess, Joe, I'll ask you this question. So no matter what happens, I think, Joe, in the draft, we're going to go 13th. We're going to be picking 13th overall. And I think at the 13th pick, I think the Jets should get someone to help out on the offensive line. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely would. I've talked about it tonight. My target for the New York Jets at 13, if he's still there, which there's a chance he probably will be, is Paris Johnson. That's who I want. I want Paris Johnson.
The guy from
I think
Ohio
he's a guy
State.
That can come in here. Yep, I think he's a guy that can come in here and, you know, sling it up at left tackle. I know that people look at Duane Brown and they're saying, hey, he's still here. He can be your left tackle. Oh, yeah, he's not going to be here forever. We need to have somebody there, right? And I think Paris Johnson can come in and start immediately. We've seen the issues along this offensive line. Of course, there was injuries. There's a lot of things moving and shaking. But we can grab Paris Johnson. That really solidifies our tackle position. Again, you got to figure out what you're doing going forward with Mekhi Becton. But that's one less problem that we have. And, again, I believe that the New York Jets are probably going to end up grabbing Ben Jones. But if they don't, they're probably going to target a center in the draft as well. What are your thoughts about that, Steve? And who do you want to see the New York Jets try to take with the 13th pick at this point?
No, I like the guy. I like the guy, Paris Johnson, at 13th overall. If let's just say if they don't go offensive line, rumors also heard that they would be going a guy on the defensive line, you know, to help build the line for Quinnen Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you be okay with a defensive lineman?
Not with number one, or not with number 13, excuse me, not in the first round. No, I wouldn't. I think there's so much of a need. There's so much of a need along our offensive line. I wouldn't want to take a defensive tackle with so much need along our offensive line. I wouldn't. I could see if the guy that we want is not there at 13, I would rather see us trade down and gain capital before we take a defensive lineman or take a defensive tackle with our first pick or with our first round pick.
Well, Joe, I don't know if you heard, but one guy on the defensive line that is supposed to be really, really good in this draft is the guy from Georgia. I forgot what his name is, but I heard he's an animal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's some guys sliding. I think you talk about Jalen Carter.
Yeah, no, Joe, you can't get mad at that.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be mad. He's a great talent, but we need offensive line help. Here's the problem that you have. Do you see do you remember the struggles we had last season? You remember watching Mike White get sawed in half? I remember our offensive line struggling to kind of get push as well to run the football effectively. You're going to have Aaron Rodgers back there. You need to keep him upright and clean, period. Now, there's still other help that we can get along the defensive line. You know, there's still guys that could be out there as well. A.I. Woods as well as a guy, you know, that probably is going to – he should be coming in, you know, with the New York Jets soon for a visit. There's other veteran defensive linemen we can grab. But let me tell you something. You have got to get yourself some young tackle, some young offensive line help to continue to move forward, or else we're going to be in a lot of trouble. Can you imagine – if we watch Aaron Rodgers take the shots that we saw Mike White take last season, that'd be insane. You can't do that. You just cannot do that. So I don't want to see that. I would like to see the Jets address the offensive line heavily. I think it's one of the bigger glaring issues that we kind of haven't shored up in free agency. Again, there's still guys out there, you know, primarily Ben Jones, who's a center that's still out there in the wind and we can see. And that's what I want to ask you about as well, Steve. What are your thoughts about Ben Jones, and do you think that the New York Jets should bring him in and get him signed immediately?
Yeah, no. I mean, here is the thing. I do think about the thing with Ben Jones is he definitely would be a nice upgrade at that center position, because the thing is we still desperately in the future need a long-term center. That's why I even heard that at times about, like, what the Jets – second round as of right now, because since we have two picks in the second round, they could use one of those picks. Like, let's say if we don't get Ben Jones, and then we could definitely get there's a guy from Minnesota. I've heard a lot of great things about him. They could get him in round number two. I forgot what his name is, supposed to be a good player. But listen, Joe, no matter what happens, I still always have the faith in Joe Douglas, and I know Joe Douglas is going to get things done right with this team.
Yeah. You know, he's made some great moves. He's made some great moves, some great trades. He's done a lot of great things. I mean, look at us now, right? We're attracting the attention of a Hall of Fame quarterback. Aaron Rodgers has publicly come out and said, hey, I want to be a Jet. I want to be here. Okay.
I just want this trade to get done, Joe. The thing is, I don't know what the Jets, what we're doing or what Green Bay is doing. And the thing is, if Green Bay wants to get those draft picks, listen, the draft of leaks, if you want to get those draft picks, you got to get the trade done now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, if the Green Bay Packers want those picks, they have to get the trade at least done by the draft. I think it'll be done draft night. But even going back to the draft with you, Steve, I think that the New York Jets must make sure, right, they must make sure that they grab the guys that they need in the first round to come in here and help. I don't want to see them give up the 13th pick. I know you talked about, you know, them taking things other than an offensive lineman. You talked about, you know, Carter as well, which is a great defensive tackle. But we all know as well that Carter has had issues off the field from that street racing stuff. So there's talks about him sliding down the board right now. He's a guy that could be available a lot later. According to a lot of rumors, there's a lot of teams that have taken them off his draft board, at least in the first round. So we could see him being moving down and sliding down. So I think that there's opportunity for us to continue to pound the offensive line and get more guys in here. Now, when you're talking about this trade with the Packers, the reason why it's interesting is there's a lot of discussion about the Jets giving up two second-round picks, one that could possibly turn into a first-round pick. Give me your thoughts, man. Do you think that that's solid compensation for the Jets to give up, or do you think that's too much?
I think it could be a little bit too much, but, you know, Joe, I'm just going to say this again and again and again and again. I have the faith in Joe Douglas that he's going to get things done. I don't know what's going to happen, my friend, but we're going to see what's going to happen. Now, listen, Joe, I know you're not going to like it when I get to tell you this, okay?
Now, listen.
Okay.
If you remember, because I know how much you praise Joe Douglas, and I've seen you what you post about Joe Douglas on Twitter and all that stuff. Listen, you got to remember one thing. There's one main reason why we got Joe Douglas. You want to know why we got Joe Douglas? Our former head coach, you want to know why? Our former head coach, Adam Gase, was the one. He was, listen, I know we all hated him, but Joe.
Steve-o. Boo this man, boo. How dare, we're
listen,
having a great show, Steve, and you got to bring up Adam Gase. Huh? Come on.
Listen, Joe.
Everything was
Joe,
going
listen,
so well.
Listen,
Steve,
Joe,
you stink,
Joe,
man.
Listen.
I'm sorry, you stink.
You
brother,
remember,
this guy stinks!
Come
yes,
on,
yes, listen,
Steve.
I know Adam Gase
come on,
sucks.
Steve.
Hang on, Joe, listen. Before you press any buttons.
Go ahead,
Joe,
Steve.
Come on.
Bring us
listen,
your Adam Gase take. Tim, we see you.
Thing.
We're coming to you next,
listen,
Tim.
Joe.
Go, Steve. Ruin the show, Steve. Go ahead.
Listen,
you're smoking
I know
crack.
You hit it out of Gase, but you got to remember one thing. He was the main reason why we got Joe Douglas
in the
first place.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the only great thing Adam Gase did for the Jets, but then after that, everything else sucked.
All right, Steve. Great, great job. Thank you for bringing up Adam Gase. It was phenomenal to speak with you, Steve. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, all right? You have a good night, Steve.
All right, Joe. Have a good one, man. Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye, Steve. We were flying high. Everything was going so good, right? He brought up Jalen Carter. I like Jalen Carter, great talent. Had an issue before this draft, sliding down the board. I let that pass. I want to talk about the offensive line, how to make the Jets better. Jet and Steve brings up Adam Gase. All right, we're going to pick this back up. 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in.
Here we go.
I'm picking it back up. I'm not going to let Steve ruin the show. Salute to all savages. Tim, we're coming to you next. Other callers as well, hold on. GVH, I see you. GVH in the chat says, first off, salute to you, G. He says, Joe, how much would getting Aaron Rodgers make you bypass O-line in the first round? A good QB changes things, and we got to replace Brown, but I kind of want a skill player like Jackson Smith, I believe he's talking about, for Aaron Rodgers and our next QB. It's a good good thought there, G. Here's my thing. I like Jackson as well. I think that he is a good player. You know, another guy from the O, explosive. I like what he brings to the table. But my problem is, okay, is that to be what we want to be, right? You want to be a smash-mouth football team. That's the way we play football. Of course, Aaron Rodgers could cover up a lot of the issues. But I want us to be dominant up front. I want us to finally get our offensive line figured out, and there's a lot of questions. Dwayne Brown, he could be solid. He could be decent, right? But he's an aging guy. We saw him have a shoulder injury last season. We'll see what happens this upcoming season. I want young blood along this offensive line to ensure that our quarterback does not get touched, especially, okay, and I got this guy on my screen. But he ain't been healthy in 2 years, okay? I get destroyed for this every time I tell people I love Mekhi Becton. They say, Joe, how could you? He doesn't play. hey, it is what it is, right? And I have to rebut. I have to make that argument, right? So when you have these questions, when you have these question marks along your offensive line, you got to shore them up. We also want to run the football effectively. You have to have fat boys up there pushing people around. We have questions at center, which hopefully we'll figure that out, right? And if we don't get a guy signed to free agency, we're probably going to have to draft that too. But the last thing that I want is Aaron Rodgers at, you know, the 30, I think he's what, 30, whatever he is. He's old, almost 40, they said, right? He's an old quarterback. I don't want him running for his life at all. I want him properly protected. Because let me tell you something. When we play these upper echelon teams that we're all hoping to play this upcoming season, these guys, these teams that are constantly competing in the playoffs here, look at our division, right? Look at the guys that we're going to be facing this upcoming season. The Bills' defense is phenomenal and has been for a while, right? Look at all the pass rushing teams that we're going to play, these guys that are coming in with two, maybe three guys that can get to the passer. I want to make sure that those guys get stuffed and that they don't get a chance to touch him. All right. So that's my take there. Again, 515-602-9639. Salute to all of the savages. You know, he tried to bring us down, but I'm going to keep us afloat. Salute to Jay Johnson. He says, do you want to hear from him again, though? I do. I do want to hear from Steve. I like his takes. Just that Adam Gaze, man. He could have kept that take to himself. Boo that. We're going to get back to these lines again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Next, I'm going to Tim. Tim, I'm coming directly to you. Tim, so I want to thank you for calling in. For those of you that do not know, this man, Tim, oh, he is a savage. Now, Tim, I want to thank you for calling in. Listen. I got to remind you. No pressure.
I know.
I like you.
I've been thinking about it.
I understand you get passionate. Yeah, I get it. I get passionate too. But this
is a family
friendly show, all right?
Yeah. I feel like I honestly, making that mistake made me feel like I got grounded by my parents for like the last 2 weeks. I was like, oh, I can't believe I did that. He's never going to take my calls again. Oh, my God.
Listen,
but that's how much I care. About this show, you know.
Thank you. You know, thank you. And thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us, you know, and having fun and calling in. I really enjoy connecting with you, Tim. You have some great takes. Now, listen, Tim,
we've been
talking all night. OBJ signs with the Ravens. Whew, they snatch him right out of the Jets' grasp, right? What are your thoughts about that situation? Are you upset that the New York Jets did not raise their offer to match the Ravens so that they would be able to grab OBJ?
No, I'm not. I'm not upset. I just feel like that would have just been kind of cool to get him, but like I didn't really think that we had to get him. Our receiving core is good. I mean, we could add somebody, but, you know, kind of like what you were just talking about, I mean, that's all a moot point if we don't make sure Aaron Rodgers isn't protected, right? So,
yeah,
because none of those receivers are going to be catching anything if he gets sacked and breaks his leg in the first game.
That's a fact. Oh, that's a fact. That's a fact. Now, when you look at the situation, right, you talked a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. I don't believe we've discussed him. We haven't discussed the situation as far as the trade that's been lingering. What are your thoughts about this situation with Aaron Rodgers, Tim? Joe Douglas came out recently publicly at a WFAN event. Seemed like everybody was having fun. They were, you know, I forgot who they dumped like a bucket of ranch on. I forgot who it was. I mean, the crowd was – the night was electric, it seems like. And, you know, Boomer Esiason asked Joe Douglas, hey, this Aaron Rodgers thing, is he going to be a Jet? Is he coming here? And Joe Douglas looks him directly in the face on mic in front of a crowd and says, he's going to be here. Basically letting everybody know, yes, Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. What are your thoughts about this situation with this trade? Why do you think it's dragged on? And also, what are your thoughts about the rumors surrounding the compensation, the 2023 second rounder and the 2024 second rounder could turn into a first rounder? What are your thoughts about all of this that's going on surrounding this Aaron Rodgers trade and it dragging out?
Oh, man, it's been a complete circus. I mean, from every perspective, you know, I mean, you've had the owners, or at least the owner of Green Bay kind of, in my opinion, be a little bit embarrassed publicly by Aaron Rodgers, just in the way that this kind of unraveled, you know, because at first, Aaron Rodgers came out publicly and said that he had not heard from Green Bay. And
later, the owner of Green Bay came out and said that they were quote unquote ghosted by Aaron Rodgers. So so we're getting mixed messages in the media as pertaining to what is the underlying issue here. Because I do feel like there is an underlying issue. I don't feel like this is just gamesmanship at this point. Like, I feel like somebody out there, I don't know who, I don't think it's Aaron Rodgers, I don't think it's the New York Jets, but somebody out, so, you know, you can figure out who I'm talking about. Somebody out there has a chip on their shoulder, and so it's one of two things. Either Green Bay has a chip on their shoulder, and they're not going to budge until they get either a first round or, like you said, maybe 2 second rounds with the potential for a first round. I feel like they're not going to budge, and I don't know what the issue is, like, other than the first round issue. Like, I could see the Jets taking issue with giving up a first rounder, but 2 second rounders with the potential to turn into a first, I'm not totally against that idea, because I'm assuming that the second round turning into a first is contingent upon the Jets doing something like go to the playoffs or win the divisional championship or something like that.
Yeah, some like escalators that he would have to meet. You're correct. Go ahead.
Right. And now, if they did that, if they won the division and went to a championship, we'd all be like, all right, that's great, you know? And we wouldn't mind so much that they're giving up a first round in 2 years. So, are the 2 second round picks in the same year? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
According to reports, you're right. According to reports, and again, we'll see what happens, right? Because there's been no leaks, but according to reports and everything we've heard swirling around this trade, 2023 second round pick, 2024 second round pick that could possibly turn into a first round pick depending on the escalators that Aaron Rodgers would have to meet. And like you said, the rumors swirling, he would have to, if we make it to like a Super Bowl or a playoff, you know, it could all depend on all
that.
Another thing that was talked about a little bit earlier, you know, within these last, you know, 2-3 weeks, was that the thing that was holding it up was that the Jets were looking for compensation back in case Aaron Rodgers retired after 1 year. They were looking for something like maybe a third to fourth rounder back. Now, that was discussed as well, right? And that was supposed to be like the sticking point, and the trade was being, you know, snagged up from there. But again, I mean, Joe Douglas comes out and just says, hey, you know, he's going to be here. I would think that this is wrapped up and it's said and done, that whatever the Jets are going to get back, if that rumor is true, they're going to get something back in case he retires after a year, and that, you know, it's all wrapped up. Because I don't think that Joe Douglas would come out and say nothing. I don't care how, you know, how the drinks were flowing or how the night was going there. Joe Douglas is very much, you know, about business. He's very professional. I could not see him opening his mouth in front of a rabid crowd like that, full of Jets fans that have, you know, we all know what Aaron Rodgers would mean to us, the significance that he would have in our quarterback journey that we've been going through, our quarterback hell that we've had to deal with here. I don't think he would say nothing like that unless the deal was purgatory, unless it was wrapped up here, you know, and he for sure knew that Aaron Rodgers would be a Jet. What say you?
I agree. I don't think Joe Douglas says things that are rumor. I don't think he's not known to really run his mouth or gossip or anything like that. And he's kind of proven through things that he's done. I remember when he made certain moves that everybody was kind of buzzing about it, but then he kept everything so close to the chest until like the exact moment where it happened, where the person actually signed on the dotted line type of thing. And for him to come out and offer a soundbite like that, I tend to believe it. I believe what he's saying. But again, you know, I don't understand at this point what the holdup is. I don't understand. All the parties know what assets are on the table. So unless they're trying, now let me ask you this: do you think that they're trying to negotiate with several other teams for a multiple kind of draft pick trade swap type situation, because that's the only situation where I could see where it would be causing this much of a delay, because then you have all these other teams that you got to get to check the box kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying. I don't think so, because we haven't heard anything about that. As a matter of fact, we've heard the complete opposite, that the Jets are the only team that wants Aaron Rodgers to this point and have been the only team that have wanted to give Green Bay even close to what they're asking. That's why the rumor, even when the rumor came out about the 49ers possibly being in the scrum for grabbing Aaron Rodgers, in my brain, I immediately shot it down because, one, he's already said he does not want to go play in San Francisco. He said that a while ago. And two, if San Francisco was willing to give up the type of compensation that it would take to grab him from the Packers, the Packers would have already made that trade. From what else we're hearing, the rumors that are swirling, that the trade hasn't been announced yet because of competitive advantage. And to me, that spells that the Packers either don't want the trade announced because whatever compensation they're getting in this draft, they want to be able to shock whatever team is behind them. Because whatever player they're targeting that they think is going to be there, they don't want, you know, whatever team to jump them and grab them. Right? They want that guy to still be there. So that, in my mind, makes sense. Like, that's why it hasn't been announced yet. Because, I mean, Joe Douglas has pretty much come out and publicly said, yeah, it's done. He would have never have said that. This has been discussed in the media constantly, that the deal is already done and they're just waiting. So I personally believe that the trade is going to be announced on draft night. And I've been saying this for a while before this new rumor surfaced about competitive advantage, whatever that means, right? I think it's going to be announced on draft night. That's personally what I think is going to happen. What are your thoughts? Do you think that's something that could happen as well?
Yeah, I think everything you said there makes sense. All right. So let me just ask you this, right? So you're saying that they don't want to come out and say the deal's done, because then they would have to announce the terms, which could include a first round. Let's say first round 13 overall. Well,
yeah.
But even so, right? Here's my question for you. Even if they did that, that doesn't mean that they know who Green Bay is going to take, right? Regardless, if Green Bay has the 13th pick anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you would without have an idea, right? But if you were a team that was behind Green Bay and you look at their needs, there's a list of needs, right? You wouldn't have an idea of who they would be looking to take, right? If you look at Joe Douglas, right, everybody has, like, inside people discuss a lot of things. You have an idea of what a team is looking to take. You know, right? So if you're a team that's sitting behind Green Bay and you're like, okay, I want to take – let's say I want an offensive lineman, and I know that Green Bay is looking at an offensive lineman as well, and I know that we're looking at the same guy. Well, if I'm Green Bay, I'm like, hey, I don't want them to know – 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever before the draft that we're going to move up and jump them. I want to have to wait until you're on the clock. Boom, I jumped you already. Uh-oh, I took your guy. Like that's what happens the time, right? That's what I'm thinking. Go ahead.
So do you think there's any rules against them pushing it until, like, the final second? Could you imagine, like, it's the 12th pick and then they announce it?
No. There's no rule against that at all. We've seen it done constantly. We've jumped teams. That's off.
Well, but that's a different situation, because that's not wrapped up in a $100 million contract as well. As part
And that's another thing.
That's a lot more paperwork.
That's another thing as well, though, Tim. According to reports, and we've heard this as well, that this came out earlier as well, that whatever deal is, you know, Aaron Rodgers, that's already wrapped up too, that they have that deal done and whatever he's going to take. That was part of the negotiation with the trade as well. It's how much the Jets are going to take up of Aaron Rodgers' contract. So that's all, according, again, to reports, that's been wrapped up, and we're just waiting. I think it happens on draft night, and I think the Packers want that to happen as well. Now, as we continue to move forward and talk about this football team, right, lots of discussion.
Yeah.
You look at the Jets' offensive line. I have been talking about Mekhi Becton. Okay, I know people have a lot to say. The Jets have to make a decision on May 2nd, okay, to sign that fifth-year option. $13.5 million 2024. Fully guaranteed if they do that. If you're the Jets general manager, are you giving Mekhi Becton that fifth-year option? Are you signing it? Are you making sure he's here?
Absolutely, no question.
Why?
Absolutely. Because because my organization has already poured probably over $10 million worth of surgery and rehab and coaching and facilities and God knows what else for this young man who has barely stepped on the field. And I'll be damned if I'm going to put in all that work on an asset and then let him walk out the first year that he's actually ready to play in a year where we are short on the offensive line. And no, absolutely not. He's staying and he's playing and he's going to go out there and he's either going to drop people and pancake people or he's going to get hurt in the second game and then we're going to cut him. That's it.
Okay. I mean, Tim said through hell of high water.
This is the last. This is the last chance right now. This is the last chance for him. And I say that with positivity because I like him. But I'm getting frustrated at this point with him. I like him. Don't get me wrong. I like him. But from just a football perspective, I'm getting frustrated. I need to see something from him. And like I said before, just from a business perspective, they've already poured in so much resources into this young man that it's time to get him out in a Jets uniform on the field for a few games in a row and see what we can do. And we got ABT coming back. We can add him. You never know, man. He could turn into an amazing player. You never know. It could have just been bad luck. You know, that could happen. Yeah. I feel like people forget that people can come back from injuries. Look at Adrian Peterson. Now, I know offensive linemen are different. They're much heavier, and it's a lot more to manage. But still, you know, people can come back from injury and be very, very good.
Yeah, no,
so give him a shot.
Guys that have,
you know,
there's guys that have had, you know, ACL injuries, knee injuries, big injuries like that, and been able to come back. So you're speaking some truth. Now, before I let you go, Tim, because you've been bringing some heat, man. My final question for you: let's say the Jets, you know, they keep that 13th pick, which we all believe that they will be. You're looking at this situation. Do you believe that the New York Jets will take an offensive lineman with that 13th pick? And if so, what offensive lineman in this draft would you like to see them target?
Is free agency officially over now?
Still moving and shaking. It's not really over until it's over, but, you know, there's really no other wide receivers
we're looking at, right? In the free agency?
No, none. Now, I mean, we never know, but to this point, no, not too much.
Well, I would say to go with an offensive lineman because like you said, I mean, we do need a center, but if you can get an offensive lineman, then you at least have somebody, you have some depth at that role. You got Mekhi Becton, which is a big question mark. You got ABT coming back off of injury, which, you know, you never know coming back off injury how people are going to perform, so that's a question mark. Hopefully fine. It's very volatile, our offensive line. There's potential for a massive swing in either direction. And what I mean by that is if AVT comes back and is doing fine and he has no problems with the past injury, huge upside. If Mekhi Becton gets into a rhythm and can start to, you know, start his career and is doing well, huge upside, you know? So you could go from a super high ceiling if these guys get on a roll first four or five games, super high ceiling, or ABT struggles coming off injury, Mekhi Becton not looking so good, then you got a super low four. So that scares me. So I feel like if you can get like a middle guy, a guy that can just get out there and perform at least on an average basis with room to grow and potential, I think that's a great move early in the draft because, like you said, it's all or nothing with the offensive line this year. We can't afford to be the same old Jets with that anymore.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Especially when you got Aaron Rodgers back there. You got to protect that guy. We saw him get banged around in Green Bay for a while, and we saw those injuries come from that as well. A lot of issues there, and I don't want to see anybody else running for their life behind center here. And again, we got life after Aaron Rodgers too. Who knows? We could end up, you know, seeing what happens with Zach Wilson, or even going maybe with a younger guy. There's a lot of questions at quarterback after, you know, however long Aaron Rodgers stays here. I want to make sure that the table is set for our quarterback to eat. So, listen, Tim, phenomenal call from you. I want to thank you for calling in, man. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, Tim. You be bringing the fire, man.
Hey, good to hear from you as well, and always a pleasure speaking with you. Go Jets. I hope they announce on draft night, and we can all put this to bed and go into the season with high hopes.
Absolutely. Salute, Tim. Listen, we're going to keep on sliding, man. We got calls. We got people to talk about. A lot of things going on, man. I'm going to continue to pound the table for offensive linemen. All right? I get a lot of people don't think they're important until they're important. A lot of people don't like to draft fat guys that keep and protect your quarterback and keep them upright until you're getting blasted and Mike White's getting sawed in half and we can't run anywhere. Then it's, hey, get a lineman. Man, we need offensive line help, okay? I'm telling you. I understand Jackson Smith, phenomenal wide receiver. I like him. People call in and talk about Jalen Carter. He's a good defensive lineman. He's got some stuff going on off the field. You know, that's all well and dandy. Get a fat guy to protect our quarterback and help us effectively run the football. That's all I want for Christmas, okay? We're going to keep getting to these lines again, 515-602-9639. 515-602-9639 is the number. Call in. We're taking all callers. Please give the stream a thumbs up. Subscribe if you have not subscribed. Hit that notification bell so when I post content, you folks will be able to know. Also, as well, if you want to give to the platform, Super Chat's there. If you don't want to go through the Super Chat, Cash App is at the bottom of the screen. Anything you give to the platform is greatly appreciated. Next, we're going to go to my guy, Ronald Perry, man. Ronald Perry is on the line. We all know that Ronald Perry brings the heat, okay? So, Lucy, Ronald, I want to thank you for calling in. For those of you that do not know, Ronald Perry is a salutes to you. I want to thank you for calling. You tried to creep on. I'm not letting that happen. I'm going to blow up your spot, player. I'm going to blow up your spot. You're not creeping on. Everybody's going to know. Ronald's in the building. Salutes to you, Ronald. Odell Beckham with the Ravens now, man. Signed before the Jets could grab him. What are your thoughts on that?
Say that again.
Odell Beckham signed with the Ravens, signed before the Jets were able to grab him. What are your thoughts on that, man? Are you upset? Do you think the Jets should have raised their offer to ensure that OBJ was a Jet?
No. Listen here. When I heard that the Ravens got him, I was like, thank you, Lord. I don't know why everybody making a big deal out of Odell Beckham. Like, this is 6-7 years ago. I'm like, listen, let him go. Nobody don't need that man no more, man. He might be what he was, but chances are he ain't. Chances are, listen, ACL – I know ACL injury ain't what it used to be, but at the same time, two of them, nah, that's too much of a gamble. I'm not with it, man. I don't want that. We don't need that.
Mm. Okay. We're doing things right
Look,
now. I was all for him. Again, he did take a year off of football. You talked about the ACL injuries. I get it. I like OBJ, but I'm not paying him that much either. And I like him a lot, but I ain't paying him that much. That's crazy. Now, listen, Ronald, that opens the door, man. I want to get on the fast track. Okay, everybody knows I like to drive fast. All right, I like fast cars, some with a motor on it. You know, I want to see the New York Jets pivot. Okay, there's a man that plays in Arizona. His name is DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the New York Jets possibly focusing on making a trade for him? Yeah. Why give up $18 million for OBJ? When you can give Hopkins $19 to almost $20 million What are your thoughts about the possibility of the Jets trying to trade for DeAndre Hopkins? Is that something you want to see?
Hey, you know what? I wouldn't be mad, but I'm not. I'm not protesting. Like we got to get him. We got to get him. But at the same time, if we trying to get him, I'm not mad at that. I can't even be like, no, nah, we don't need him. But I'm just like, okay. Listen. But you know what? I truly like trust JD. I think Joe Douglas, he knows, man, even more than I do.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm starting to, like, you know what I'm saying? I could have definitely admitted, like, that dude, he knows what he's doing. And yeah. if he wasn't willing to pay, OBJ, I'm like, look, me and him, seems like me and him think alike. But anyways, with this dude now, with Hopkins, I'm like, yo, if I hear that they're trying to, like, make moves for him, I'd be like, you know, that's big time, for real. That would be big time right there. I'm not even mad at that.
Okay. Yeah, you know, listen, I like Hopkins as well. 19, almost 20 million, though. That's a little tough to
yeah,
do
it
right
is.
There,
I know.
Right? And again, it would depend on the compensation that we would have to give up for him, too. I think that would be a bit rough. But, you know, I don't know.
I'm on the fence
here. Money. Yeah, that's a lot of money. That's all I'm going to say. That's a lot of money. DeAndre Hopkins, phenomenal. That's a lot of money, player. That's a lot of money. But, I wouldn't destroy Joe Douglas if he was trying to make the move. But
yeah,
that's
exactly.
A lot of money. But I know a lot of Jets fans are screaming, we got to pivot and grab DeAndre Hopkins. Now, it's interesting that you talked about Joe Douglas and how much he knows. Recently, Joe Douglas stood up in front of a crowd full of Jets fans and basically told them, listen, Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. What are your thoughts about him publicly announcing that? And do you think that this trade is wrapped up? It's been dragging on for so long, man. What are your thoughts on it?
I definitely believe Joe Douglas when he said that he'll be here. But, you know, I listened to it, and honestly, I kept replaying it, like, over and over because I heard him say, I don't know if anybody else heard it, but I heard him say he's going to be here. Then I heard him say, eventually. I'm like, whoa, it's kind of strange for him to throw that in there. But you know what? I'm not mad at eventually. But I'm just thinking, like, I just don't know about these dudes sometimes. Like Aaron Rodgers, I believe them dudes are kind of like, you know, what if he decides he doesn't want to play no more? I mean, them dudes are just strange like that. And you think, like, oh, well, there's a whole lot of money on the table. Chances are that dude, he could stop playing football and go be an analyst somewhere and make a bunch of money. He doesn't even need to play football. So I'm not 100% sure, but I do think he wants to play football still. I don't know what to think with these dudes. Like, I don't know what their mindset is, honestly.
Well, I mean, he's publicly come out and says that he wants to play football still. You know, that's what that retreat was all about, right? He went into that darkness, and he came out of the darkness, and he wants to be a New York Jet. I understand that there's concerns, but, you know, hey, listen, I'm not concerned. The New York Jets have had an issue at quarterback for a long time, and he would be the guy to come in here and solve it. There's a host of bodies, Sam Darnold, Christian Hackenberg, Geno Smith, Mark Sanchez, Bryce Petty. I mean, the list goes on and on, right? Ryan Fitzpatrick. I can sit here and name all the guys that we had here that just didn't stick and did not work out. Right, to this point, Zach Wilson. We're still trying to figure out what he is. I run this show weekly. Everybody, you know, salutes all the savages. Everybody that listens and comes by, y'all call in on a weekly basis and tell me that Zach Wilson sucks and that he's a bust. Some of y'all don't even want to trade him. You want to see him cut. Y'all want to see him cut. Y'all don't even want to trade him. Y'all want to cut him. All right. Listen, in a bad season,
I kind of want to give Jack one more chance, and I'm like, yo, that's my problem right there. That's my problem right there. You know, that'd be my problem even with my ex-girlfriend. I'm always willing to give him one more chance, but you know what? Sometimes you just got to know when to let go. Let's let go. I always had
you
that
do.
Problem letting go. I always had that problem.
You can't be simping out here, Ronald. You can't do that. When it's time to go, it's time to go.
What are you telling? That's what I'm saying with Jack. That's what I'm saying
listen,
with Zach.
I
feel like simple holding on to him.
Yeah, listen, I don't just do football. I give life advice. When it's time to close the door,
that's
baby, I'm going to close the door on it.
You
know, it, that's a fact. You know, it's time to close. When it's time to go, it's time to go. Now, listen
Damn
here.
Right.
The door isn't totally closed on Zach, though, right? If Aaron Rodgers stays here for two more years, that still gives us a year with Zach. He'd be sitting behind his hero. And not only him, we also got Tim Boyle as well in the building. We got a brand new offensive coordinator that can help him figure things out. If Zach Wilson still sucks after a year or 2 years with Aaron Rodgers and a brand new offensive coordinator, fixing him, helping him, unlocking his true potential, then we know he's trash, but the team would still be set up for success with our next quarterback because of the way that Joe Douglas has drafted. You got the offensive rookie of the year, the defensive rookie of the year, Elijah Vera Tucker, Quinn. You still got all this wealth of talent. I can keep going on and on. All this wealth of talent on this football team. But Aaron Rodgers being in here opens us up to win now, to get that championship, to push, to make the playoffs, and really, really ascend in this league. And I like this
person.
I do. And I understand people talking about, you know, the risk that is maybe he only plays 1 year. I'll take it. 3,600 yards is what he had last year, 3,695. Guess what? That would set Jets franchise records. He would be the franchise, the single-season franchise passing record for the New York Jets. He would have it. And that's in, like, a bad year for Aaron Rodgers, you know?
Yeah,
all
seriously.
Due respect to Packers fans, they were saying he was trash last year. That would set franchise records for us. All right? I understand.
Seriously.
Franchise records. I mean, come on. Real we got to get it done. Yeah. Listen, Ronald, before I let you go, man, quickly, Mekhi Becton, all right, fifth-year option coming up May 2nd, okay? A lot of talk. We've been going back and forth. Do you think the New York Jets will sign the fifth-year option and keep him here through 2024, which would give him $13.5 million fully guaranteed? Would you do that as general manager?
Hey Joe, remember I just got done telling you how I got problems letting go. That's another one right there. Becton, I got a problem letting him go. I know the potential. I know the potential. Like, nobody can tell me nothing different. That man's got potential. Yeah. And you see the way he been? Yeah. You see how he looks now? That man looks amazing now. I'm like, what's he about to do? We don't know. Nobody knows what's he about to do. We have to see what he's going to do next year. Have to.
Listen, I'm right there with you, Ronald. You know, I'll let him go. All right, I ain't simping. I'll let him go. I respect it. I understand. I'm in there. You know, I'll let him go. But that Becton, he on the screen, Ronald. Y'all know how I feel about that man. And again, we seeing he's hitting the gym every day. We seeing how in shape he's looking. I'm telling a lot of people talking that talk right now. He gonna be dominant next season. And again, we've seen greatness from him. He was stuffing Chubb, Bosa, all those guys, making them look ridiculous his rookie year. All right.
Exactly.
Unfortunate knee injury, had complications because of it, but guess what? He's going to be back full strength. If I, like you, if we were Joe Douglas, if I was a Jets general manager, I'm giving him that fifth-year option as well, and I'm signing up. It was phenomenal to speak to you, man. It was phenomenal to speak with you tonight. Next time I have a show, I want to hear from you, my friend.
Thanks, Joe. Right. Appreciate it.
You
have
yourself a good one, man. Absolutely.
You too.
Salute. Listen, Ronald Perry calling in with some fire. All right. I give life advice too. Sometimes it's hard to let go, but you got to know when to close that door, baby. You can't be out here simping. Don't do it. Don't do it. You only going to hurt yourself. Betterment on the field and betterment in life too. Must live better. This is a phenomenal show tonight. We done went all over the place, scrambling. Okay. Let me slow it down. Salutes to all the savages in the chat, man. Salutes to all the savages. Bree in the chat salutes to you. He says, passing on OBJ shows the rest of the league the Mike Maccagnan era of spending money like a drunken sailor is over and adults are in charge. Bree's bringing some facts right there. Give him a Jets chance. Yeah, we're not playing no games, man. We're spending with a purpose. Spending with a purpose. All right? That's what you do. That's what you got to do when you're the Jets general manager. Spend with a purpose. Now, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. This was a hot one tonight. Listen, I am the man of the people. I'm here for the people. Let me shamelessly promote my Facebook page. Everyone go on Facebook, search The Long Beach Joe Show. Like that page. My content's up there. Go ahead and give it a listen. message me. I'll message you right back. I love going back and forth with folks about this football team. Also, leave me some feedback. I love hearing about what you folks think I do here on the Long Beach Joe Show. All right. I'm also on Twitter as well, okay? At the Long Beach Joe, at the Long Beach Joe on Twitter. Some people be confused. My name is Long Beach Joe, okay? At the Long Beach Joe for the show on Twitter. Salutes to everybody. My personal Twitter is at YoungJ000. Go ahead and follow me. I'll follow you right back. If you want to troll me, no issues. I'm the troll that lives under the bridge. And I will have my Vera Tucker jersey on at all times. At all times, man. At all times. All right? Listen, ATV going to be back dominating next year. All right? And he's going to destroy people. And I don't want to hear none of the naysayers about my boy, all right, when he come back and he throwing people around and just absolutely wiping the floor with people. I don't want to hear none of the naysayers coming back like, oh, Joe, we knew that. Stop. I want you to stop, okay? He going to be back. Fight on, you know? That's that SC blood in them. That's that Trojan. That's what we build. You know what I'm saying? At USC, we do all things. I'm just saying. Fight on. So go ahead and follow me across those platforms. I'm also on YouTube as well. Come on over to YouTube. Check out the show. Check out the content that I do. All right. Going over to YouTube, type in Long Beach Joe Jets. Long Beach Joe Jets on YouTube. Subscribe. Hit that notification bell so when I post content, you folks will be in the know. All right. Also hit the thumbs up button if you want to troll me. Get in the comments. Let's troll. All right. And as always, people, when you see me in person, it is arms out, chest open. Free hugs for everyone. Free hugs for everyone. The hugs will cost you absolutely nothing. All right. I want to thank you folks for calling in, for watching, for talking to your boy. All the savages in the chat going back and forth with me. For any way that you interact with me, I want to thank y'all. Without y'all, I'm absolutely nothing. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to do all of those things and interact with your boy. See you folks at a later date. Till the next show, you folks have a good one. Peace.